Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 30 regarding Gustavo, G-U-S-T-A-V-O, Majesty, M-A-G-E-S-T-Y. As per the records provided, Gustavo Majesty was seen on 11/30/21 by Dr. Johal, J-O-H-A-L, apparently reported being injured the previous day. Period. He was found to have pain in the right knee and was placed on light duty for the next 3 days. Period. He returned to Dr. Johal's facility on 12/3/21. When there was no bruising, erythema, soft tissue swelling at the knee. Period, he was tender and range of motion was limited by pain. Period, the joint was stable and sensation was intact. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period, new paragraph. In that regard, he was seen by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 12/9/21. Period. X-rays of the knee were performed, showing no discernible arthritis or any fracture. Pretty does have a bony overgrowth on his lateral view, consistent with perhaps an old PCL injury, although he does not demonstrate any laxity on his exam. He rendered an assessment of contusion to the left femur and subsequent pes bursitis on that side. He did not believe there was a ligamentous or meniscal injury and anticipated improvement in a few weeks. Period, he was placed on tramadol and referred for physical therapy. Period, new paragraph, an MRI of the knee was done on 1/12/22 to be inserted here. Period, they discussed these results on 1/13/22. Period. At that juncture, they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 1/24/22, he was seen by Dr. Munera, M-U-N-E-R-A, for clearance before surgery. Period. He also had a chest x-ray that showed no airspace disease. Period. On 1/31/22, Dr. Gehrman performed surgery on the right knee to be inserted. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 6/29/22. Period. He had been back to work about a month at that time and still gets intermittent discomfort in the anteromedial aspect of the knee. Period. Therapy has helped. Pretty is much better and had been able to work as a lasher. Pretty had no pain, swelling, erythema, or signs of infection subjectively. Period exam found 0 to 135 degrees. Flexion of the knees bilaterally with no instability. Period, he had some mild anteromedial fat pad tenderness, but no joint line tenderness. Period, in the prone position, he had a significantly tight quadriceps. Period. He recommended to continue working on flexibility and to return on an as-needed basis. Period. He was not using any splints, braces, or supports at that time. Period. Next section, findings and scratch that. He cleared the claimant to return to work without any restrictions, as he had already been doing for the last month. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 11/29/21, Gustavo Majesty injured his right knee at work, but he was seen the next day by Dr. Johal, who diagnosed him with a sprain. Pretty then came out of the orthopedic care of Dr. Gehrman. Period, physical therapy was rendered, as were x-rays. Period, knee MRI was done on 1/12/22 to be inserted here. Period, he then submitted to surgery on 1/31/22 to be inserted here. Beardy had physical therapy and followed up with Dr. Gehrman through 6/29/22. Beardy exam at that time was only minimally abnormal. Beardy, however, there was full range of motion, and he had already been back to work in a full duty capacity. Beardy, I will rate this case for a medial meniscal tear and hypertrophic synovitis, treated with complete synovectomy and partial medial meniscectomy. Period. And that is the end.